they're dull sounding, but they're important things like copayments deductibles and prescription benefits and that sort of thing.
And it's where sometimes they squeeze, so they don't, your actual monthly payment only goes up so much, but if you use it, it goes up by this enormous amount.
Exactly.
So
and people have been spoiled, and I use the term, knowing what I'm saying. People have been spoiled with $10 and $20 copayments for things. Life is expensive. Medical care is expensive. So a lot of these copayments are probably going to go up significantly. May not bother you if you go once or twice a year, but if you go a lot, if you have a big family, maybe one of the kids, if you do like me, one of my sons was always, he broke everything he had a couple of times.
Plus broke a couple other people.
Exactly. And, but you know, that sort of thing. And the other thing that it's so interesting to me that it's something we rarely touch on when we're talking about health insurance, but the number one reason you buy health insurance, what do you think it is?
Because I don't want to go bankrupt if I get sick.
Thank you. Most people don't think of it that way. It's catastrophic coverage.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. And I use the example of Christopher Reeve, you know, handsome, dashing television star, Superman in the movies, had it all, had that riding accident. And when he died, apparently he was broke.
Yeah.
And the catastrophic coverage is what you get. It's the amount of money that you have to spend out of pocket before the insurance company takes over. And
yeah.
Walton Francis, who's probably the world, he writes the Consumer Checkbook Guide to Federal Health Plans.
The Bible,
and he's going to be on our show a couple of times during open season. But he said that all of the federal health plans have good catastrophic coverage. And the coverage ranges from you're out of pocket $4,000 if you're a single person with a certain kind of plan to something like $15,000 out of pocket if you have a family plan. And that $15,000 may sound like a lot, but it's much less than than everything you own.
Yeah.
So very important to have health insurance, get good catastrophic coverage. And tomorrow on our Your Turn show, David Snell from the National Active and Retired Federal Employees is coming on, and he's going to look at the program, make some guess estimates, give people some advice, and answer questions if people want to call. This is extremely important open season for federal workers. It's even more so for retirees, because while the feds are in line for a 1.4% pay raise in January, the retirees are facing their second year without a cost of living adjustment.
Yeah.
So no increase in January 2010, no increase in January 2011. So their premiums are going to go up, and other things will go up, but their annuities will not. So they need to really shop around.
And the justification for that is that there's been essentially
no
inflation,
right.
Except in healthcare where there's been medical and college education both going up in double digit numbers.
Right, they've never kept pace with the regular inflation rate,
and
that irritates many retirees. There's not counted, but that's the fact of life. Is they're not going to get a COLA, and so what are they going to do? Get the most bang for their premium?
And we talk about this every year, and then it comes time for open season, and we mentioned this yesterday, but most people don't do anything.
I have heard from people who know that only about 6% of the people change health plans in any given open season. And it's ironic when you think about
it's probably the same 6% who go back and forth.
It probably is. I'll bet you 90% of them are of the same 6%. The OPM spends lots of money educating people.
Yeah.
Many government agencies now subscribe to the Washington Consumer Checkbook,
right,
so you can get it at work on your computer. But Uncle Sam lays out millions of dollars on this. It's not only open season for health insurance, but it's a benefits open season. But the government lays out millions of dollars on this, and at the end of the day, 6 out of every 100 make a change.
And is it mostly inertia? Is that your guess? It's just easier to let it ride? And
I think that's largely it. I think the majority of people in the plan, maybe 40-50% of the people, are in one of the Blue Cross Blue Shield programs.
Mm.
And that's many federal workers. But something like 90% of all the retirees are in Blue Cross Blue Shield. And they like it. They just don't want to leave, even though it had a big premium increase this year, 2010, and it's having a very modest increase in 2011. But it's one of those things, you know, it worked for me for 20 years, so they stick with it. But people really should shop around, and they have a lot of help with the government, and they have a lot of help here from us at WFED, where we cover it constantly. I'll be having it in the column during the open season. And again, this is the experts talking, not me. And this is David Snell and Walton Francis.
And the Times, everything that I've read from all the smart people that you have on, are the times you really want to look at it are when you have those life change. You have a kid, you get married, right. You get divorced. Anytime there's those life events, those are in particular the times you want to take a particular look at this.
That's
stuff.
Right. The open season is for everybody. A life event is, as you point out, when there's a significant change in your life, and that can include moving.
Yeah.
Because if you move, say you're in an HMO, a health maintenance organization, and you leave the Washington area and go to Arizona or come from Seattle and move to Naples, Florida, your HMO won't work. It'll work back in your hometown, but it won't work. So, yeah, you need to do that. And again, this year, some of the plans are going up rather significantly. And if you check today's column, Mike Cozzi's federal report, there are three links in there that will take people. They'll show them all the rates, all the premiums for the non-postal workers. We're going to do the postals later on. And it'll show you some of the predictions that Ed Zirndorfer and others have made about not only premiums, and he was dead right on that, but about some of the co-payments and changes that are going to be made.